they'd give people a container of Dr. Pepper. Said, drink all you want, or drink what satisfies you. And he says, over a period of hundreds of times, that's the amount that people on an average consume, was 6.5 ounces. But nevertheless, competition forced us to go to 10 ounce. We went to 10 ounce, returnable still. It sold well, and it cannibalized some of the 6.5 ounce business. Then the next thing, we had territories that where the competition went to 12 ounce. So we'd have 10 ounce maybe in the southeast and the southwest and Virginia and North Carolina. We'd have 12 ounce on the west coast and up in the Midwest. Well, it created confusion in advertising, point of sale, or any media where you promote a size. You just had to promote the product. And of course, it created problems because bottles don't stay in the same territory. People stop, buy some Dr. Pepper or whatever drink they buy, they drive and they get to the next place, they'll trade those bottles in and buy again. So.
Now, who was making most of your bottles?
Well, Owens, Illinois, and Liberty Glass were the two. But
how did they feel about the varying sizes of Dr. Pepper?
Well, I think they had a field day. From that point on, the container manufacturers, glass in those days, but today cans and everything else, have really called the shots, because that once a package begins to sell well a certain size, they try to obsolete it then with coming out with something else. And it created problems for the bottlers, particularly as long as we were in returnables. Because when you cannibalize your main line, then you're going to have bottles come back and you've got an excess inventory. You've got money tied up.